Come now, Rolling Baba. If you're a true Hindu ascetic, a sadhu, as you claim you are, and you're undertaking severe penance to liberate your soul from reincarnation's endless cycle, then you're cheating by trying to create torque when you roll, grabbing onto the sides of your cloth to pull yourself along. That's cheating. If you want to suffer, do it without torque. I wouldn't use torque. I'd roll torqueless, and I'd even put that on my advertisements as I passed out my flyers. The torqueless roller, that's what they would call me. The torqueless roller, come see. He does not use torque. Indeed, he suffers. Looks like the Amish with their metal wheels. I admire that. If you're going to suffer, then don't put rubber on your wheels. My gosh, do it right. Torque. I'm going to continue with this article of the Rolling Baba, and I swear I'm going to make a point. He rolls right down the middle of the road through cow dung. He rolls right down the middle of the road through cow dung, rotting garbage, and cigarette butts. Two disciples walk in front and kick away the more dangerous bits, such as steel bolts, chunks of glass, and sharp stones. Boy, I'd hate to have a disciple who was mad at me that day. You see a little dangerous bit up ahead, like a big chunk of glass, or better yet, some steel-belted radial shrapnel. Well, I forgot to kick that away. Oh, did the Rolling Baba run over that? Oh, my fault, my bad, sorry. Rolling Baba, oh, jeez. The Rolling Baba handles most potholes and puddles on his own, but when he nears an especially deep, mucky one, a disciple unfolds a yellow tarp and lays it down to ease the holy man's path. Here we go again. This is definitely cheating. I would also conduct a tarpless roll for God. Torqueless and tarpless, that's me all the way. He rolls each day from 7 a.m. until noon, and then from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. to escape the worst heat. Oh, here we go again. I would roll during the heat of the day. I would not only be torqueless and tarpless, I would be shadeless, which can reach 120 degrees or more. He takes short breaks, sitting entranced at the roadside, blessing crowds of people who press in to touch his feet and receive the blessing of a gentle swat from his cloth.
Thank you, sadhu. Thank you, sadhu. Can you do that a little harder? Oh, sadhu!
They drop donations, usually a small coin, in two tin boxes. The Rolling Baba clocked his pace at about 6 miles per hour in this farm town. The farm town, again, would be Hudal, India, where traffic and well-wishers slowed him down. But when he hits open highway or the downslope of a good hill, his speed reaches 15 miles per hour. What do they clock this guy with, a radar gun? I think the speed limit is only 10 miles an hour in Hudal, last time I checked on the internet, and so there's no doubt that his disciples are also checking ahead for the highway patrol. 15 miles per hour going downhill. Well, no wonder with all that torque. I move during cyclones, during blazing summers and cold winters, he said. I think of God, I think of Mother Earth, and then I roll and roll and roll. I don't feel dizzy. I don't consume any food, just tea and cigarettes. I swear I'm quoting this. I don't consume any food, just tea and cigarettes. At night, I eat fruits, bread, whatever I can lay my hands on. I'd be smoking something, too, if I rolled for 20. I was rolling 20 miles a day. I just smoke cigarettes. I'm fine now. I can do this. Let's roll. As a sadhu, the Rolling Baba is a wanderer who survives on alms. In his quest for moksha, or release from the cycle of reincarnation, he must reject the comforts of ordinary life. But sometimes even a sadhu, but sometimes even a sadhu can't resist a good gadget. One member of the Rolling Baba's small entourage carries a silver clamshell cell phone. Oh, come on! A cell phone? This is ruining it for me. This guy is due for another 10 cycles of reincarnation. He's got to lose the cell phone. At least. So as long as there's a good signal, the Rolling Baba is never out of touch. Listen to this. He believes God's hand propels him. How else, he asks, could a man spin round and round along unforgiving ground for months on end and suffer no injuries? All I do is put coconut oil on my hair at night, and even that only when I feel like it, the Rolling Baba said between draws on a cigarette. This is the power of nature, the power of the divine. All I do is put coconut oil on my hair at night, and even that only when I feel like it. He was born Mohan Singh in the northern Indian town of Dungapur, and as a barefoot boy of 12, he rubbed the hands of a dying boy and saved his life, the Rolling Baba said. After performing that miracle, he said he went to a temple, renounced the world, and became a sadhu. In 1973, he said he entered a cave and stayed there, surviving on grass and water for 12 years. No cigarettes? That must have been tough. Until a divine voice told him to start rolling for peace. His first journey lasted just under 25 miles. On his third trip in 1994, he rolled about 2,500 miles across India. Today, as he rolls toward Pakistan, the sadhu thinks he might go to Iraq next. A 17-year-old girl, a disciple whom the Rolling Baba and his entourage call the Young Saint, said she joined his holy journey, or yatra, because she believed the example of his strength through suffering would move the world to be more loving.
He has so much love, this is a quote, he has so much love within him that even streets, the same streets that we walk on, and which we consider one of the worst places to lie down upon, become an object of love, the young saint said, no doubt between drags of her cigarette.
That's not in the article, that was my addition, sorry.
Just like a baby rolls on a mother's lap, similarly, this man rolls on the streets. So if he can do this, what is it that prevents others from loving each other?
This is the Rolling Baba's sixth yatra. He is heading toward the Pakistani city of Lahore, where he hopes to meet President Pervez Musharraf and urge him to reach a lasting peace with India. Well, if anything's going to do it, this will. I feel better about lasting peace in India today because of the Rolling Baba. After completing his morning spins and getting the dirt mopped off by a disciple one recent day, the sadhu sat in a steel-framed chair in the shade of a tree, at a government high school. The sick and disabled gathered on a red and black striped carpet at his feet. More than 60 people came for faith healing, including a blind boy, a boy with a lame leg, and an old woman with a headache, and a man with piles. Boy, the old peacock feathers were swishing that day. The Rolling Baba swept them all with his peacock feather broom. He gently poked a few patients' bellies with a curved, blunt-tipped sword and made a whooshing sound as if he had killed whatever ailed them and blown it away. After each treatment, he handed out what one of his disciples said were holy ashes. Two men sat at the end of the carpet, spooning the gray powder onto pages torn from a school biology text and neatly folding them into packets.
Have a bath with this for 3 days, the Rolling Baba instructed an old man with heart trouble who wheezed for each breath, and don't use soap.
I kid you not. Have a bath with this for 3 days, and don't use soap. That's a quote from the Rolling Baba. Good advice for us all. As they got up to leave, each patient dropped coins or banknotes in the slot of a donation box with a small padlock at the Rolling Baba's dusty feet. The article ends with this paragraph.
Whatever blessings I have earned through my meditation, I distribute amongst the masses, he said. And it is because of these blessings of the Almighty that they get relief from their various ailments. It is on the strength of my sufferings that they are cured. The blessings that I earn are passed on to them.
My point will be made tomorrow. I'm out of time. That is the saga of the Rolling Baba. More tomorrow. I'm going to make a troubling analogy for you between the Rolling Baba and Christianity as presently constituted. I'm Martin Zender. Rock on and roll on. We'll see you tomorrow.